The greatness of Islamic civilization starts from its ability to combine the two elements together, the heavenly and the earthly, the worldly and the spiritual, the temporal and the religious. Combining the two elements together was the best production of Islamic civilization. And no other civilization before Islam could bring these two in harmony. When we look at civilizations, we speak at science, we speak about medicine, physics, chemistry, math, we speak about affluence, we speak about justice, welfare. Was the Islamic civilization far away from all these achievements of other civilizations? How did Al-Quran Al-Kareem handle the basic elements of civilization? Many people think that the Muslim's life in the early years of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and the following years of the Al-Khulafa Al-Rashideen was so primitive, was away from any civilization, didn't have any element of civilization. Thus, they think that civilization developed later, little by little, till it reached its peak nowadays, as they think. Now let us read in Al-Quran Al-Kareem one surah and look at the interpretation of this surah as our beloved scholars did. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. A surah that we repeat and recite, understanding that the meaning of والعصر, by time, mankind is in failure. Mankind is verily in failure, except those who believe and do righteous acts of worship and do exchange counsel on truth and patience. One of the interpretations says that time here is not general concept of time. Time here, as in Tafsir al-Imam al-Tabari, refers to the time of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, to the years in which sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam presented the da'wah, 23 years. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made an oath by those years, because those years represent the pinnacle of civilization on earth. These years of the da'wah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam represent the top level of civilization on earth. Thus they are the best years of humanity and the best years human beings ever lived on earth. This is why we might wonder. This is why how prophets were made better as much as they were closer to him sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and to his time and to his age. The closest to him is better than the farthest from him. Isa alayhi salam is better than Musa, and Musa is better than Ibrahim, and Ibrahim is better than Nuh. And thus, people after his time sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam were made better according to their closeness to his time sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, as he stated sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the sound hadith, khayrul quruni qarni thumma alladhina yalunahum thumma alladhina yalunahum, the best of all generations are my generation, then the one that follows, then the one that follows. So his time sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the best time, and his generation was the best generation, and the civilization that they lived was the best civilization, because it represented the best relation between heaven and earth, When he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam lived and received revelation, as Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was crying and crying and crying after the departure of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And when she was asked, she said, I cry not because of the departure of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but I cry because revelation ceased. There is no more revelation. The angel of revelation, Jibreel alayhi salam, does not come any longer on human beings to reveal the words of Allah. That was the best civilization. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made of him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the best example for human beings to follow. And his age is the best age to emulate and to imitate. This of course does not mean that we have to go and live in tents. This does not mean of course that we have to go and live the same way the Sahaba lived when they were poor, with little food, with little non-luxuries. No, if you look at the Islamic society in the early years of Al-Madinah, when Islam transformed into a state, then it's not a primitive society. It was not as we may think.